This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Poverty is not only economic, but can also be spiritual. In Matthew 5, Jesus blessed people who recognized their spiritual shortcomings. This was in stark contrast to the local religious leaders, the Pharisees. One Pharisee publicly prayed, "Thank God I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers." The Pharisees were so sure they had a monopoly on proper faith, yet Jesus embraced doubters, unlike the religious leaders. Poverty of spirit includes those for whom belief is hard. The Christian church hasn't always appreciated questioners in its midst, but Jesus blesses questioners, like his own doubting disciple Thomas. Instead of punishing Thomas's doubt in his resurrection, Jesus invited Thomas to touch his open wounds. Thomas was blessed because he wasn't too embarrassed to say that people don't usually rise from the dead, and let's just check that this isn't a trick. Thomas questioned Jesus on other occasions too, and Jesus continued to engage him instead of dismissing him. Thomas is believed to have gone on to spread the gospel to India after Jesus' ascension. The poor in spirit may lack enthusiasm, feel unsure, or begin wandering in their faith. When Jesus blessed them, he said, "Theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Doubt does not cut us off from Christ, but instead can be an invitation into conversation and discovery.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.